Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, on this Thursday of the 14th week in Ordinary Time, we have some readings that I think are very important for us. So let's go through them. The first one is taken from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 11, verses 1 to 4, and then 8e. To 9. Thus says the Lord, when Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt I called my son. The more I called them, the farther they went from me, sacrificing to the Baals and burning incense to idols. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, for I am God, and not man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you. The word of the Lord, coming from the prophet Hosea. How good God is. This speaks of time and time again, his mercy reaching out to us when we need it. If you're in difficult situations and you regularly go to church, brothers and sisters, ask the Lord, please, Lord, help me in this situation. And maybe he just removes something that you never really paid attention to, but that was actually the key to the difficulty. Bring your needs to God every day. Sometimes what I say is, Lord, here I am back again. Psalm 80. Let us see your face, Lord, and we shall be saved. O shepherd of Israel, hearken. From your throne upon the cherubims, shine forth. Rouse your power. Once again, O Lord of hosts, look down from heaven and see. Take care of this vine. That's us. Take care of this vine and protect what your right hand has planted, the Son of Man, whom you yourself made strong. God feels pity for us, and it would be so much better if we were actually turning to the Lord every day and say, help me. And he would love that. God would love that if we all came to him and said, Lord, help me, help us, help all of us, or help this friend of mine, or help whatever the case may be. Bring them to the Lord at the beginning of your day. And then if you can, put worry aside and just say, we'll talk again tonight, Lord. God will hear your prayer. And then we look now to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 7 to 15. Jesus said to his apostles, as you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, and without cost you are to give. Do not take gold and silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there till you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, Go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I remember when I was a child, probably 5 or 6, that's when I began to remember. But I remember seeing somebody on our front porch, and it was a person I didn't know. It was a man, and he was knocking on the door, and I went over and opened the door, and my grandmother came up behind me, and she said, "Who are you? What do you want?" And he just backed off. He backed right off the porch, and now I think he was attempting to harm me or anyone he could find in that house. He looked very, very difficult. He really looked very poor, but it wasn't a need for food. He was given food. He was just angry. And brothers and sisters, no, if I knew then what I knew now, I would have prayed over him if I could have. If my grandmother was there, I could be safe. And brothers and sisters, what God says to us in this gospel is cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Brothers and sisters, God will help us when we're in difficult situations. He really does. Brothers and sisters, when you see the poor, do you help them out? Do you see someone who is in great need? Do you help them out? Do you ask what you could do for them? And you say, "I'm too busy." If you are too busy for the Lord in the disguise of a human being, that's pretty bad, brothers and sisters. Drop everything. Give whatever is needed to the sick. I don't know that we'll raise the dead. We can pray for lepers. We can drive out demons. Brothers and sisters, don't take any rewards. Don't carry all kinds of money. No sack for the journey or a second tunic or sandals or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. In other words, wherever you are going, there will be people who will help you if you ask them. Just stop. Say, "I'm just in need of a glass of water," or "I'm just in need of this or that." That happened a lot when I was growing up. I don't know what they do now, but if you see someone who is in need, please say, "Is there anything I can do to help you?" Just say it. And sometimes, as my situation was, sometimes a person will say, "I just don't have any food." Oh my goodness. Even as a religious sister, I looked at him and I thought, I don't think this is somebody trying to take advantage of me. I really don't. But I kept the door open just so I could look out. And the screen door was there. And this, I said, "Just wait out here and I'll bring it." And I went in and got something for him and brought it out. And he sat just on the curb on the sidewalk. And he ate it and he thanked me and he went away. I wondered sometimes if that wasn't God in disguise. And that can happen to a lot of us. Please don't turn away from the person who is in need. Please open your heart to them. Pope Francis wrote this back in 2013, and he said, "The kingdom of peace is a beatitude, and we seek it because in it and with it we must wage war for the kingdom. The Lord tells us He has come to bring war, Matthew 10. We are called to participate in this war he wages, and we are called to participate. For he granted a certain degree of power to the devil to take away peace from the earth in the end. However, this God of peace will crush Satan. In this war against evil, peace fortifies our courage and does not let us be intimidated by our adversaries. Above all, peace determines our style of combat, a style that is born in peace, battles in peace, and engenders peace. And that's what we want to do. In our meditations on the mystery of the resurrection, let us take some time to gaze upon Christ as the protagonist of peace. This is what St. Ignatius means when he asks us to consider the office of consoler that Christ our Lord exercises and compare it with the way friends are wont to console each other. Peace is rooted in consolation. Only one who has allowed himself to be consoled by the Lord knows how to console others. Finally, let us feel the Lord's profound gaze of goodness come to rest upon us. He knows everything, and with tenderness, he tells us, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." That's what Pope Francis wrote in 2013 when he was elevated to becoming a pope. Brothers and sisters, there's a great deal in that short reading there. A great deal. And you really want to draw from that. We seek it from God. The enemy doesn't want us to have peace, but God wants to give us peace. Above all, peace determines our style of combat. Do you know that? Peace is a style of combat. It's born in peace, it battles in peace, and it engenders peace. That's what God wants to do for us. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know, I pray for you a lot. And I ask that God is hearing my prayer for you, because all of us have things today that are difficult or challenging. Maybe we have a break right now, maybe not. But brothers and sisters, if we're carrying heavy burdens, know that I will be praying, and just tell God, "Here's my need, please help me." If you have a close friend, please ask that person to help you too. God loves you, and I want to make sure that you know that he loves you. Brothers and sisters, may God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.